Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
This is fabulous, folks. The mystery has been uncovered. We come to Christ. We don't stay with eating baby food. Now we can grow up because the Holy Spirit searches us, gets into our thoughts, and gives us the very thoughts of God. And we begin to have understanding of things we didn't understand before.
The truth is, supernatural wisdom is right at your fingertips. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, The Mind of Christ, and shares proven truth about the power you have to live the abundant, renewed life God has for you. So stay right where you are. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young is coming up next. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we wanted to let you know that Wednesday, March 31, is the final day to have your gift doubled to help The Winning Walk finish this financial year in the strongest possible position. So many generous friends have already stepped forward with support, and we're grateful. In fact, the response has been so incredible that an additional $15,000 matching grant has been made available to double any gift you give. So call now to make the most of this exciting opportunity and help reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Mind of Christ.
And the next level of life is human life. Plant life, animal life, human life. And Paul is saying there is a life above human life and human wisdom, and that's the life in God in Jesus Christ. And he said that mystery has been uncovered. Now I'm presenting it to you, the truth of God. There's so many things, folks, we think, boy, I know all about it. I pretty well got the principles. Take the game of football. How many have watched a football game in the last year? You've watched any part, wave your hand. Anybody has watched a football game? Almost everybody. Now, most people here, all the guys, we think, well, I know football. And all the ladies generally think, well, the quarterback gets a snap and he can either pass or run with it or hand it off, you know. And then when you go across that line, the official says, touchdown, that's about, you know, what you know. And we guys, we think, well, we know some defense, these formations, and we know how they work against that and why did they not pass and why did they not run. And we know all those things. I can tell you something, gentlemen. There's a whole area of football, and probably every sport, that those of us who just participate or may have played a little, we think, boy, I know it. But I can tell you, when you get down under the depth of it, there's a whole mystery down there, take football, that I can guarantee you 99% of those listening to my voice know little or nothing about. Let me show you exactly what I mean. Case Keenan played U of H. He's been a professional quarterback for many years now, several years. He's with Cleveland last year. And let me show you what happens when a professional quarterback is in a huddle, and generally speaking, the offensive coordinator, he has a way, talks to that quarterback and calls two plays for the quarterback. The quarterback has a choice to run one of those other plays, one they prefer, and that's based on computer science in which they have looked at the defense that team, the tendency would have according to down and distance at that moment in the field and that time on the clock. So they know the tendency of the defense. And that quarterback would have studied all week, many, many hours, the different defensive sets and what offensive play they would have that would be successful in that particular situation. Now, some of you didn't even realize that, but let me let you listen in. Case was quarterback from Minneapolis, had an all-pro year, and I want you to listen to him call one play. Now, he's received in his head two plays, right, to call. He calls one play in the huddle that affects all other 10 players on the team. And when he goes to the line of scrimmage, he can call the other play, looking at how they're going to defense him, or he can call yet another play. But I want you to hear he's simply going to call one play, and I want you to hear what all 10 other players listening would have to do as a result of this one play call, and it will blow your mind. This is not a series. He's just calling one play in the huddle. And by the way, you do not have all day to carry out this play. Listen to this play. That's one play. Now, he's got another one in his head. He can call another one at the line or another one at the line. Do you get that? That's one play. And this is the reason so many people who, boy, they run the 40 and 4.3 and they're 300 pounds and, boy, they've got all the gifts. I don't see why they can't play, because to be a pro football player, you'd better have sun between your ears and you'd better study all day before you get on the field. That is the mystery that we don't know. Now, Case is going to explain to us what that play means. And most of us won't even get that. Did you think, gentlemen, you knew football before today? Did you? I thought I knew football. You see, there's a mystery there. There's another level that most of us do not get. Paul is saying, you've come to faith in Christ and Jesus Christ because of the Holy Spirit, not my eloquence. But he said, I want to tell you the wisdom of God, the deep mysteries that now God has unfolded unto you so you can grow up in your faith. You can grow up in your knowledge, in your assurance, your purpose in life. It'll liberate you when I reveal to you this mystery, this mysterion. All this in the air, boy, we don't hear it, but we have to attach to it. God in Jesus Christ attaches you and me through his Holy Spirit to all that is going on in your life and my life so we can have a life that is bountiful. You get it? Paul goes on and says the secret of this, and he tells what happens when we attach to things of God. Verse 15, he said, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. What's he saying? He's saying when we attach ourselves to God in Christ, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and we can perceive and know and grow up, and all the mysteries, the secrets have been hidden through the ages. Paul said, I'm giving them to you. Now you don't operate on the wisdom of man. Man, if I had a better brain. Oh, if I have a better heart. Oh, if I had, no, not all. All of that has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And now suddenly you'll see things you didn't see. You'll hear things you didn't hear. And you'll know things you didn't know. You say, well, I've heard that at funerals. That's in heaven. No, it's not. It's right now. Certainly it'll be in heaven. But look at the next verse. He said, these things God has revealed to you by his Spirit. The mystery comes by the Spirit. Or we just sit there and continue to say, oh, I'm a Christian, but your Christian life is shriveled up. It's not going anywhere. It's not dynamic. It's a shriveled life. And Paul is saying, man, the mystery of all this has been revealed to you now, and you can grow up, and he tells us exactly what the Holy Spirit does. What is the Holy Spirit? Where does the Holy Spirit come from? God the Father offers us his grace. His grace is demonstrated in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ enters a life, and there we have the Holy Spirit. Let me say it where everybody can understand it. When the egg of faith encounters the sperm of truth of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, there is conception and there is a new birth. You got that? When the ovum, the egg of faith, meets the sperm of truth of God in Jesus Christ, there is conception and there is a new life. That's what it means to be born again. That's what it means to be a new person in Jesus Christ. And when that happens, the Holy Spirit comes in your life and my life. And then Paul tells us, look what the Spirit does, showing to you and to me who want to understand and follow and grow up what it does. Look what he says. He said, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Holy Spirit searches us. Have you noticed that? It's been a little time. He'll search your life. He'll move into every area. He'll even look in the closet of your life. He'll even search and get down in the secret basement of your life. The Holy Spirit searches all of us. What else does the Holy Spirit do? Verse 11, for we know a person's thoughts, even their own spirit within them. We know our thoughts. Nobody else knows our thoughts. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except by the Spirit of God. In other words, now he searches us, and now he knows our thoughts, and our thoughts we understand, but God in Christ and the Spirit, he begins to give you and me the thoughts of God. Think about that. Then he says in verse 12, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, natural, but the Spirit is from God so that we may understand what God has freely given us. In other words, we receive Christ and the Holy Spirit comes in your life and my life, then we have understanding. You can study the ethics of Socrates and understand them without ever knowing Socrates. But you cannot understand the Bible or spiritual things without knowing Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit will come. We pray a little prayer, we come to Christ, and many times I say, well, you're a Christian. No, that really is an overstatement. We become a Christian when we begin to grow up and let the Holy Spirit operate in our life. He searches us. He gets in our thoughts. He gives us understanding, and look what else the Holy Spirit does. He says, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spiritual words. The person without the Spirit does not accept that comes from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. What's he saying? This is fabulous, folks. The mystery has been uncovered. We come to Christ. We don't stay with eating baby food. Now we can grow up because the Holy Spirit searches us, gets into our thoughts and gives us the very thoughts of God. Whoa. And we begin to have understanding of things we didn't understand before. And then we have that big, important, pregnant word, discernment. Boy, if we had discernment, it is the gift of the Spirit, we'll be able to see and understand people and situations and to make wise choices. You have a choice to make. How do we make it? On the basis of feeling, on the basis of wisdom? Yes, but our feeling and our wisdom is baptized in the Holy Spirit. Then our choices become clear and of God. What a fabulous thing. But we just sit there and shrivel up instead of growing up. The Holy Spirit is a stud. It's an acrostic. It's an acrostic. What is a stud? A stud in building is that piece that everything else is attached to. The stud holds everything else up. That's what the Holy Spirit does. We receive Christ and that miracle takes place. When the egg of faith meets what? The sperm of truth. And there is a new birth. Then the Holy Spirit comes in your life and my life and matures us. And the stud stands for He searches us. He takes and gives us God's thought, S-T-U. He gives us understanding, D. He gives us discernment. Are you tired of pablum? That's what Paul is saying. Are we tired of pablum? Relying on human wisdom instead of receiving the power of God's wisdom, which the Holy Spirit gives to us. If we let the Holy Spirit begin to operate in our lives. And then it even gets, I think, clearer and more beautiful. He says in verse 13, the person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to human judgment. What does he say? He's saying there will come a time perhaps in your life, in my life, and by the way, it's soon going to be here. It's soon going to be here. When we look at man's law, human law, but we say there's a higher law that we answer to, there are higher principles we answer to, and we have to go against man's law in order to be true to a higher law, a spiritual law, a real law that comes from God. Illustration. We're going to begin in a few weeks to talk about immoral choices that people make in this world. And when we begin to teach biblical truths, a lot of people are going to say, oh, that's hate speech. You're breaking the law. That's hate speech. It's not. It's love speech. It's love speech. Because we know when in your life, in my life, in the life of everybody, when we move across the lines that God has drawn for us, in time we move across those lines, it's a slippery, slippery slope into misery, oblivion, boredom, etc. And therefore we speak love speech and we say, this is what God has prescribed for us. This is how we are then to live. And then look at the last of this. He said, who has known the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? Have you ever tried to instruct God? Somebody said, well, aren't you over the weather? And they laugh. And I say, no, I've given up the weather to God a long time ago. God knows what he's doing, folks. He's sovereign. Even in our darkest moments, he is teaching and moving, and that's what the human natural world does not understand. He's teaching and moving in our darkest moments, our moments of despair and loss and death and suffering and questioning and doubt and fear. God is moving there. If we rely on human wisdom, that's a dead-end street of oblivion, and we continue to shrivel up. But if we see God's wisdom and see what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives, a wonderful thing happens. The last verse, for we have the mind of Christ. That's what happens to us. We end up with the mind of Christ and we see things we hadn't seen before. We hear things we haven't heard before. And God has prepared us for things that we didn't have any idea we needed. And this is the gift of the Holy Spirit, certainly in heaven, but it begins right now, when we let the Holy Spirit begin to move and operate in your life and in my life, and therefore the mystery has been uncovered. And when Toto pulled back that little curtain and saw that the Wizard of Oz was a phony, but Paul pulls back the curtain and we see that God in Jesus Christ is the power of life and the power of God. A man was brought up at the foot of the Matterhorn, lived there all of his early life, that little village. He got married, has three kids, now lives in Houston. He told his wife about living at the base of the Matterhorn, that gigantic mountain there on the Swiss-Italian border, over 15,000 feet high, big and high and majestic, beautiful beyond words. And he told his wife and his kids all about life at the Matterhorn, about picnics, about wild animals there, about hikes, about little snow when it would come, about the beauty of it. And they just heard over and over again what it was like being brought up in a little village at the base of the great Matterhorn. And then, fairly recently, they decided not to go to Colorado, but they went to Switzerland, and they got reservations in a little inn there that they said the windows of their room would open up and they'd see the Matterhorn. And so the kids weren't too excited. They wanted to go to Colorado. They'd seen mountains, and the wife was going along because that's all her husband had talked about, life at the base of the Matterhorn when he was a child. And so they checked in, but when they got there at night, it was dark, and so they didn't see the Matterhorn. They went in their room the next morning. The wife got up early, did her quiet time, and went over and just kind of, she just peeked out the window, and she said, that's how the Matterhorn looked, cloudy, couldn't see it, hidden, a mystery, I don't know. And then she just pulled the curtain back and covered the window, and she said, oh, me, we may not have the right room, and the weather's going to be, we'll never really get to see the mountain. And a little while, her husband got up and got the kid, three kids up, and they came in, they were talking. And then the husband said, you know, let's try again if we can see this mountain. Let's just look again. And they went to the window, and they pulled back the curtains, and all the clouds had been burned off. And it was magnificent. The beauty, the grandeur. And the kids gasped. The wife gasped, even the husband gasped, though he'd been brought up at the foot of the mountain all during his childhood, because now that which they had not seen, but it had been there all the time, it had been a mystery to them until the curtain was drawn back, and then they saw the grandeur of the Matterhorn, of God's magnificent creation. Paul's pulled back the curtain, folks, and he says, here's Jesus Christ, and here's his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit searching your thoughts, giving you understanding, giving you discernment, and you have not a life that's shriveling up, but a life that is alive with the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you as you grow in your walk with Christ. And right now, you have a special opportunity to help others do the same. That's because an additional $15,000 matching grant has been made available to double any gift you give to help The Winning Walk finish this financial year strong on March 31. With all that's gone on this past year, nothing could be more important than inviting men and women all over the world into the kingdom and equipping them to stand firm in Jesus. And that's exactly what your gift will help do. So call now to make the most of this exciting opportunity and have your gift doubled to help reach more people. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back next week as Dr. Young shares more proven truth from God's Word.